makes you nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb.
Real rough. And we're back! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Hot Bean Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you probably know my name. It's Josh Govitt. I am the co-host of a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. The host was me. But I wasn't good enough. And I had to bring in the best. When they say get the closer, get the equalizer. No, not that one. Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah.
It was two. The best in the biz.
Oh.
Popping podcasts for as long as he has ears.
Pop up.
This is all making sense. Is my co-host, the wonderful.
It's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag fall brawl, baby.
Fall brawl. Oh, stay tuned for our fall brawl segment at the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, how are you?
Man, I'm a little tired today.
Yeah, a little
tuckered. We're recording. I just got back an hour ago from a little weekend getaway.
Uh-huh.
It was good times. I went to past a friend of the show, Sean Price's wedding.
Oh.
It was a good time down in Louisville, Kentucky. Fun. And I'm just driving all day taking
it. It looks like you got a little color. Were you
I do feel like a little. I think just from driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel that.
Did you put the top down?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard because it's not a convertible.
Yeah, top but off, I top down.
Put it down.
Them's the driving rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, glad to hear it. Welcome back.
Good.
Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you.
We thought you were going to live there forever.
I thought about it. It's a very nice town. Have you ever been?
I've been. To Louisville, Kentucky?
Guess who, we won't say yet. Have you been?
To Louisville? No.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You got to go.
It's a sleepy little... Nah, it's like...
You got to go.
It is. It's very nice. It's
if you like whiskey?
If you like whiskey. But here's the thing. I tried to do one of the distillery tours. You just go to one.
Yeah.
And they all operate on bank hours. So they're only open 10 to 5.
Oh, my God.
And they're not open on weekends. So, like, you can go. It just annoyed me because I'm like, I don't have to take a tour. I would just like to pop in. And
yeah, like, see also, what they got. Close at 5. Shop.
That's crazy.
$40 keychain.
You don't have to be a bar. Yeah, $40 keychain. You don't have to be, like, a bar and stay open until, like, 1. But at least, like, 7 or 8 at least, you know?
Did you get to the Slugger Museum?
I've done that. Right. I have a bat. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
For intruders.
Of course. And for baseball.
Yeah. Oh, I see it in the corner. It looks really good. You hammer those nails in it, and you got a little barbed wire on the top.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, sometimes I got to give them money.
This guy means business.
Yeah, I do. I give everyone 5 chances.
Speaking of 5 chances.
Oh!
Bobby, did you know this was a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages? In each episode, we have a guest who gives us beverages of choice, and we talk about why they...
Yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah.
Did you know we have a wonderful guest this episode?
We do!
By the name of...
Vinny Tangerlini.
Yay!
Vinny! This is our song. Vinny, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Oh, man.
Living.
I don't know if you heard about Bobby. He just got back.
How are you,
no,
man?
I forgot to ask full you. Recap of full everything recap. You just said. I was not listening to that.
Here we go. He was in the soundproof booth.
We don't let him out until the song. Yeah. How are you, Josh? I didn't ask you.
Doing good. I went to Apple Fest this last weekend.
Ooh, what is that in Lincoln Square?
This is in Lincoln Square.
Did you
my,
throw
my
some
neck of the
apples
woods.
At people?
I didn't throw any apples at anybody. But I did eat some Honeycrisp apples and brought some to take home. The queen of apples.
I do love a Honeycrisp.
So good. And gave some with my dog. Sharing with the dog.
Nice.
She's a fan.
Dogs can eat apples?
They can. And if you look at my Google, Google search history... You'll know it's all, hey, can dogs eat this? The last one was dinner tonight. Can dogs eat acorn squash? The answer is yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
So she had a little nibble of that.
Oh, fun.
Enjoyed it. Yeah, it was fun. It was super crowded, so we didn't bring the dog to Applefest, but we did get to the roof of Jeans.
Oh, I love the roof.
And we had a nice apple bratwurst on the roof with a cold drink.
I love it.
It was perfect.
Yeah,
and then it started raining lately.
Oh, sure.
But we were already home.
That's okay.
So that's me. But I'm not about me.
No, but I just want to add Vinny.
Vinny, how are you? Did we already ask that?
Yeah, we did. I'm good. I did some cabling at work today. So
oh,
I'm
nice.
In a very handy zone.
Yeah,
right
Vinny's
now.
An adult film
good.
Star.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
Know.
He's got teaching some
yeah,
cabling.
Cabling is his slang.
Yeah, yeah.
For editing.
Yeah, he laid some cable.
Yeah.
There it is.
Vinny, what beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
I chose Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you do. Here, I got a 12-pack on the table.
Do we need ice or anything, folks?
They're cold.
Oh,
you
are cold.
If you want it colder, we can.
No, no, I'm just making. I'm asking for the table.
You big flipping baby. Do you want some ice?
No,
Jesus
you gotta do
Christ,
what you can.
Man. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you for apologizing.
Good Lord. poured.
This guy doesn't think I serve cold tea.
What? I didn't know. He just pulled it out of the bag.
Oh, somebody's fussy.
I drove. He drove all
a
day.
Lot. I was gonna say he drove a lot.
Yeah, he drove a
I've
lot.
I've heard the story twice. Oh, we cut the recap.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We cut the recap of the recap. When you're driving, what lane you like to be in that 3-lane highway?
Oh, I usually pick the middle.
Middle?
Yeah.
Hmm. Ready?
Right. I'm scared I'm going to be the slowest one. And then I'm constantly not, so I have to keep passing people. Yeah. And then
well,
I feel like a jerk.
I just want to take the middle, because I'm like, I usually go, I'm not Speedy Gonzalez out there, but I'm not Slowpoke Rodriguez. I'm right in the middle. Yeah, right in the middle.
The ladder system.
Yeah.
Stay on the right, and then pass.
Just keep passing everyone.
Yeah.
And that way, if you see anything hinky, you see any ACAB cops out there,
yeah,
you gotta slow it down, baby. Yeah.
Do you cruise control?
No, I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I think I'm just so used to not. I guess if it's a super long trip, then yeah, I'll probably do it. Also, rental car. I mean, we don't take our Yaris, sweet little Bluebell, on many long road trips.
Yeah.
On longer ones, we'll rent a car. And if it has something nice like that, maybe. But even like, in Italy, we rented a super nice car and did not use cruise control.
Italy, I'd be nervous,
too. I like the power.
Oh, sure. But yeah, when it's just a long, it's like when the Google Maps is like, stay on this highway for 204 miles. Click, 75, here we go.
Yeah.
It's just good to move the foot.
Yeah. I always fall asleep in cars. Like, when I was little, that's how they'd get me to, like, relax and, like, get sleepy. So, I think I need to be engaged.
Can I be honest with you? Today on the drive, I had to pull over and take a little nap.
Oh.
I was getting a little tired.
You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to be safe.
It was better. Yeah. I pulled over to one of the rest areas, just shut my eyes for like 10 minutes, went to go take a pee-pee, and then went back on the road.
Nice.
Wow, graphic.
Nice.
What?
Can you recap that later?
Yeah, for you, just for you, Vinny.
Yeah, they just stepped in the soundproof booth while you were...
Vinny, keep going to the fucking booth!
At the beginning of your paragraph, he jumped in there. He left his keys.
I'm very boring.
Vinny, let's tuck into your beverage, Arizona Green Iced Tea with ginseng and honey. Mm-hmm. Now, is it always like this? I'm not an Arizona Iced Tea fan. I should say Stan. Does it always have ginseng and honey?
Yes, as far as I know.
Least, okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because I was like, is this the right one?
It is the right one.
It was the only one they had at the store.
Because it looks like the normal green tea can that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
it's
got short boys.
Sometimes it comes in the big, big honker.
That's what I normally see. I rarely see these tiny little 20-ounce cans.
Big knocker.
Big honker.
Keeps talking about
industry.
I told it's my, sorry. I don't need to talk about my industry here.
We'll get more into that later. I have some questions.
Well, let's tuck in, let's taste it, and we'll talk about what we taste. As in all tastings, you're not wrong.
Oh, it's very honey forward to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a little of that. I don't drink a lot of green tea.
Oh, either.
I want it to be bubbles, I think, because it's in a can.
Yeah.
And I'm conditioned by what I normally drink. I like it. It's so light.
Yeah, it is light. It's very refreshing. Now, of course, hashtag not Rob started because I'm not a big tea guy.
Yeah.
But I don't mind this kind of fake tea.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'll call
it. It's fake tea. It's definitely fake tea.
Yeah. I don't mind iced tea. It's the hot tea I'm not a big fan of. Mm. Unless you put a little whiskey in it.
It's really brewed. Premium blend of green teas using filtered water, cane sugar, honey, natural flavors, citric acid, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, ginseng. Made for Arizona. Okay.
Oh, shake well.
100% natural. Oh, I didn't shake it.
I didn't either.
Oh, I never
shake it. I do drive. It was in my trunk, and I drive roughly.
Oh, listeners, he does. He'll hit anything on that road. Potholes, cats, whatever. Enjoy America's best-selling ready-to-drink green tea. Arizona green tea, where great taste and goodness naturally come together.
It's not made in Arizona.
Where's it made?
New Jersey, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to it in the history.
Why is the Z capitalized?
For branding reasons.
Yeah. Fair. I mean, it's good.
Well.
What's wrong, Josh?
I'm just trying to get... I mean, if you haven't had green tea, if you haven't had Arizona green tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think honey forward, it's a little sweet. It's got green tea taste in the middle, which is really light.
I'm expecting more because, again, this is when I drink an Arizona iced tea, I don't normally go for this one. It's like one of the Arnold Palmers.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So I'm expecting more... Dare I say flavor?
Yeah, it sticks around in a little bit, but it's sweet stick around.
But it's very refreshing.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny, before we get to your history with Arizona iced tea, let's get a little bit of the history of Arizona iced tea.
Yes.
Long time listeners.
Iced tea.
Iced tea. Longtime listeners of the pod will, of course, remember Justin Swinson's Mango Arizona Iced Tea episode. A little bit of history is the same. It started in 1971. Friends John Ferrito and John Voltigaggio. I'm doing as good as I did that. Started a beverage distribution company in Brooklyn, New York, focusing mainly on malt liquor called Midnight Dragon and Crazy Horse. They were doing okay. They were doing all right. But in the 1990s, came rolling around. Snapple is just blowing the doors off the drink company.
Huge at some point.
Yeah,
they still make them, but it's not as big as it once
was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. They were like number one in the game, baby.
Remember the Snapple lady?
Were you attractive?
Attractive? I don't remember. Her? No.
Oh,
I was at the age where I'm like, that's a mom person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Would you be attracted to her now?
Oh fuck yeah.
I'm gonna get these two together. Snapple lady, out there.
Find me on Twitter, Rob
Pop and Pod, and all the socials. So their Brooklyn neighbor, Snapple, is just blowing the roof off of it. They're like, we should get into juices and teas.
Yeah.
And they do. In 1992, Arizona Iced Tea is launched in the 23.5-ounce cans.
Big honkers.
Tall boys. And they are pre-priced. The price is on the can, though. Mm-hmm. It's 99 cents.
99 cents, baby.
Never change.
Biggest, big hit. Take the world by storm. They are the second largest ready-to-drink iced tea company. Currently, Lipton is the first with their Brisk Baby. $580 million in sales, and they are still working on expanding into weed as part of their business.
Ooh.
Expanding into weed?
Expanding into weed.
Well, well, well.
And since we didn't do green tea officially yet, a little bit of history of green tea. Longtime listeners will know tea is as old as life itself. Mm-hmm. Someday it was discovered, green tea specifically, in China by the Emperor Shenzong in 2737. Again, I apologize for my pronunciations. When fresh leaves fell into his cup of freshly boiled water.
Just drinking hot water?
You got leaves in my water. You got water on my leaves. What is this?
Wait a minute.
That's great.
And
it's
amazing. That's probably not true because the emperor did it. Sure. But China does have a lot of green tea that originates from them. In fact, 260 of the 380 worldwide varieties of green tea can be found in China's Yunnan province. Again, I apologize if I fucked it up. What makes tea green? We have green tea, we have black tea.
Can we
Oh, sure.
Food coloring.
Okay, we got one for food coloring?
I would say the type of leaf.
Ooh, that's a better answer.
Ooh, you're both wrong.
I really thought I had it. I was like, man, food coloring? Let me knock this one out of the park.
I was just being an idiot.
Vinny was more right than
I was being stupid.
So the tea for green and black can come from the same leaves. What separates it is the way that it's prepared. So green tea, the leaves are either heated really quickly, either by steam or by a quick pan fry, to prevent too much oxidation and preserve the fresh flavor. Black tea is allowed to fully oxidize and then is dried for a deeper, richer black tea flavor. I prefer black tea in my day-to-day tea drinking. I'm not like a matcha guy. I'm not like a green tea guy. Like, I'll normally just have like an Earl Grey or an English breakfast or Darjeeling if I'm fancy.
And you're fancy boy.
I'm fancy. And Rob, what kind of hot tea do you like?
Oh,
normally?
Whatever goes good with whiskey. Whatever's at that bar, or whatever I make at home that I need tea quickly.
And that's a little bit of the history of tea. Vinny, let's get to your history with tea.
Totally.
We have a segment on this show where we talk about the first time you ever had delicious Arizona iced green tea with ginseng and honey. And the last time, we want to know what it is. And this segment is called
First Time, Last Time. Not just green tea, but
last time.
Specifically, Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey.
You got to put some stink on that Z, baby. It's so big.
Sorry. Arizona.
Arizona. Arizona.
Arizona.
First time. So I grew up in California.
Shout out where?
Rancho, Santa Margarita. little town in SoCal. And, it's the classic, mom gives you, a dollar. It's like, you can go to the, we're at the gas station.
Yeah.
You can go spend this dollar
what are you going to get? And it's the 90s. The dollar goes somewhere, but it doesn't go super far.
No, but then...
Not like it did.
This, you know, a giant honker of tea.
Here he goes again.
Never going to stop. Giant honker of tea for a buck.
It's a good deal.
So my brother and I don't know, must be 7 or 8.
Brother, shout out.
Rob Tangerlini.
Great name.
There it is.
Great name.
We go in with our dollar, and we're like, oh my gosh, we could get a soda. That's in a can, yeah. Or we can get double the size for the same price. And that was before any of the weird beverage tax stuff that they have now. Now Arizona's are like $1.05 or something silly. But tax. Yeah, so it was 99 cents. Boom. Walked out of there with two huge cans.
And what was the green tea pull? As opposed to, because they have, I mean, I don't know, maybe that was the only one they had at the time? Or they had a few other flavors.
They must have. I think it was... Truly branding on the packaging.
It looks cool.
It looks cool with the cherry blossoms and the like weird characters. I don't know. You're a kid and you're obsessed with Jackie Chan and Crouching Tiger and you're like, yep, I'll drink this.
That one.
That looks cool. You know the word Arizona because you're from essentially the Southwest. Sure. Like you're from
a symbol on the can, I just noticed. It's pink and it says Great Hot.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that too while we were drinking it.
Really? Which, don't put the can in the microwave. I'll say that right now on air.
Should we boil some?
No. Okay. If you want to.
Okay, if there's time.
We could.
Because you got a surprise and I got a surprise. So we'll see if there's time.
Double surprise.
If there's time.
The best kind of surprise.
And then it just hit the ground running. From then on, you're like, whenever I got to the dollar, I got to spend it.
I had a big, like... tea phase where it was Snapple, it was Brisk, it was just like
that's Brisk, baby.
No soda for me, only sugary tea drinks,
which is true. There's 90 calories of sugar in
it is 12 ounce. A sugar bomb. Go to the soda fountain and get me that Lipton tea, like whatever reason. There was something about the can. It was also a weird flex to, like, as I got older, like, strolling into high school with one of those big-ass cans, you know? Like,
he doesn't drink Coca-Cola. Oh, wow.
You know, this drink's going to last me all of first period.
Girls, it's 4 o'clock. Time for Vinny's iced tea.
I sweat it up, young Vinny. Takes off his shirt.
Still had the mustache. I don't know. I think part of it was just, like, it was cool. It was different. It wasn't, like, the thing that you see all the time.
And
it was a buck. It was hard. I always had a dollar. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was always a dollar in my pocket somewhere. It was easy to be like, I'm thirsty. I got a dollar. I know exactly what to get with this.
When was the last time you had one? Besides right now?
2-3 days ago.
Nice.
Two, three.
It was literally exact scenario. I had a dollar. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of thirsty. I could go to the CVS next door to where I work.
Ooh.
The producing factory is what I was going to say.
Save it for plugs.
And was like, I'll just run over there, get me one of those Arizona iced teas. And they were out except for one. Green one.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, all right, I'll take that one.
Sold.
That's what I wanted anyway.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I don't know. You always got a dollar. You always do. So
I see the appeal. Again, it's not something I normally reach for. But it is very like satisfying thirst quenching, and it does give you that little like sugar pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it has a flavor.
It's not cloying. It's not like overly sweet like a soda.
No.
Yeah. It tastes like something when you're like, I'm thirsty, but I don't want water.
Yeah.
So I have family down in Louisville, and I was seeing my niece and her husband, and I was like, you want something to drink? I was like, yeah, what do you got, like, soda-wise? They're like, Mountain Dew Code Red, Baja, like, all this, like, very sugary stuff. And, like, in one Diet Dr. Pepper, I was like... Take that Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Everything else sounds like it'll hurt my teeth.
Diet DB in the back of the fridge we forgot about.
That'll be.
It's like two logos ago. Like,
Star Wars.
Yeah. What? Glass bottle. Oh,
Jesus. Is this Darth Maul? So good.
He's like, looks at you. I dare you to drink it.
All right.
Go. That's fun. Bobby, when's the first and last time you ever had air delicious ice cold, but you could try it hot if you wanted.
Could have
Arizona green Arizona. Tea with ginseng and honey.
I don't know. I know I've had the Arizona iced teas before, mm-hmm. probably in the same vein as you. Like, well, I'm on my bike. I am eight, and I have a dollar.
Yeah.
Maybe $2. So I'll get a candy bar and then this big-ass thing. So I'm sure at one point I had it.
Yeah.
But when I got another dollar, I started getting a delicious soda pop. Mm. But, yeah, so I don't know. I don't have a good... I don't know. And the last time, I have no idea. The last Arizona iced tea was with Justin Swinson. Was that sure. mango one of this brand's.
Yeah. But the mango was good.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. Overall, I enjoy the Arizona iced teas that I have. I just... It's something I don't... I just don't go for naturally.
Yeah.
I should change that. Switch it up.
They're get good other, for the long drives.
Get other beverages. Yeah.
The big cans. Yeah. Easy yeah. for a long drive.
That's true.
Yeah. Except your penis doesn't fit into it. If
what?
You have to pee in it.
Just pull over, Josh.
No. I'll shove my penis.
Oh, my God.
Into this, like, metal slot.
Is it? Does it cut up?
Yeah, it really fucks up the can.
Josh, was the first time last time you had a delicious Arizona green question. Tea?
Yeah, I feel like it must have been high school. I was pretty much a soda drinker growing up. Like, I would go crazy for Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and I would... but I feel like I must have had the green tea there. My dad and mom will drink the... Arizona, I think it's diet green tea.
Oh, yeah, the one with the, like...
With, like, it's a jug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the jugs are a deal, man.
I've seen the jug, yeah.
It is a deal. It looks like... It reminds me of the... You know, orange juice used to come in that, like, jug? Yeah. It always looks like that.
Yeah.
I would rather have water than that one, and just because it's not my flavor...
Can you shake it again?
Yeah, I'm already on my second one. I'm having a great time, but I don't... It wasn't something... If I got Arizona iced tea, it was the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
The light, half lemonade, half iced tea. Yeah.
That only comes in light for some reason.
Yeah, you can buy it only in light. Every once in a while, you can see it in, like, the carton in the normal one.
Yeah.
Because there are Arizona iced teas and cartons in the cold section, which always blew me away. I was like, why? But same like, weird flex. You're like, look at this big-ass can. Like, I'm pretty cool. I'm interesting. Yeah,
and, you want to talk about it?
the Arnold Palmer is so refreshing.
Yeah.
This is good. I would murder everybody for an Arnold Palmer, like, if it came down to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's got more citrus, which I love. So I would normally get that one, and then probably the last time I had one was at a CVS or at a gas station, and they didn't have that.
Because
also, like, it perfect for road trips. You nailed it on the head.
Yeah.
Because, like, maybe you'll have a soda, like, with a meal on a road trip, but you want something that's it tastes like something and is refreshing. I'll either grab a bubbled water or, if I want something flat, I'll do that Arnold Palmer. But I remember distinctly being somewhere. It was a gas station or CVS that we had stopped at, and they didn't have that one, but they did have the big green tea. And I was like, yeah, green tea, yeah. And I remember the same time. I was like, this is pretty good. And then immediately forgot it for years and years.
Yeah.
I feel like mine is the reverse. Like, I settle for the Arnold Palmer. Not because it's bad, but just it's like, I want the green tea. All right, I'll take this light Arnold Palmer.
Tea serum. But I like that lemonade flavor. Yeah, that's my problem with tea, is that there's just not enough flavor that I want.
Well, yeah, in general?
Yeah, in general.
You don't like the tea flavor, or there's not enough flavor of the tea in the drink?
Honestly, both.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I've tried a bunch of teas. I just never, like, when coffee houses were huge, I'd be like, I gotta cut back on this coffee. What's this tea you got? Blech.
I came
like
late.
Really strong tea? Like,
no.
Okay. You're just coasting through.
Yeah.
I like black teas. I came late to tea, but I hit it hard. I hit it hard. I came late to tea.
I hit it hard.
But I hit it hard. Always Earl Grey in the house.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a green tea. My roommate drinks Sleepy Time tea. It's like a little like minty. It's a little greenish, green adjacent. But I know, like, people at work, like, love matcha or like super like intense green teas, and I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I'll get my grassy flavor from a delicious beer.
Yeah.
You know, I would go, if I ever go to London or like Britain proper or whatever, I would try tea there. Because I'm like, I feel like they're doing it better over here. Where it was maybe, if not invented, at least perfected on some level.
Sure.
Know? Or if I went to like an actual, you know, I'm going back on what I said.
Yeah.
Because I'll go to like sushi places occasionally get like tea. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. But
You gotta brew it yourself, and you gotta like I've switched to loose leaf.
Okay.
And you can just.
Writing your notes, loose leaf paper.
Yeah,
oh, that's so nervous. So much. You gotta get a binder, dude.
Paper everywhere.
As soon as I finish that suicide note, I'm out of here.
It's so long. It's a novel.
JK. I got sad whore. No, I'm just kidding. Get help if you need it.
Please,
But if you brew your own tea. You can control how much flavor is in a single cup. All
right.
So, like, I go heavy on the Earl Grey, or if I make it at home in the prepackaged ones, I gotta use 2 tea bags, baby.
Mm.
And then I'll usually have a weaker second cup, just because, like, for, you know, saving money. you'll read all it on the note. You'll read it all in the note. There's a good 3 Jesus. Chapters on tea.
So much tea. I don't know why he's sad. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think we can pull that section out and publish it.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty good.
Just
yeah. Tea. Whatever prophets and quotes we'll go to is fun.
My estate. But yeah, I think, maybe you should try that. Or like, if you have like a proper tea made somewhere.
The cold weather's coming. Maybe I'll start in more tea because it seems to be better. I think tea's better in.
I think I taste the winter.
Ooh. In this segment. Ooh. Rob Tries Tea.
Yeah.
Rob Tries Tea.
And that's the name. No.
Yeah. We don't need to fix it.
No updates. Boil one of these. See if you like it.
Yeah. Boil it up. Put the can in the microwave, right? You can do that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Josh, you have to put a hole in it.
Just boil the whole can.
Well, I'm going to put a CD on top of it, too.
Yeah. That's so 90s.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, moving on. Enough of this silliness.
Oh, sorry.
Vinny, we have a...
So sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Vinny, we have another segment on the show where this is a non-alcoholic drink, but correct me if I'm wrong, you have drank alcohol.
Yes, I have.
Perfect.
I've seen it.
This will roll right into our next segment where we want to know the first alcoholic beverage you ever had in a segment we like to call...
Whoop, whoop, pull over. Let me see that ID.
Let me see your ID. Ooh. What was your first
beverage?
Are
we talking first, like, I went to a bar and received a drink? Are we talking, like, just first whatever?
First alcohol beverage you ever had. It could be, like, you know, outside of, like, hey, it's me, your dad. Try this beer as a 5-year-old.
Yeah, because that's always, because Italian family, so just, like, wine at every single table.
So you're boozing early?
Oh, yeah. Rolling in it. I think I must have... Boy, I know, I don't know if this was the very first, but I know there was a day when my brother and I snuck up.
Shout out Rob.
We took my mother is 4'10", so she had a step ladder in the kitchen.
What's the name?
Kim Tangulini. It's all Kim's. My dad is Vincent Senior.
Vince Senior.
OV.
All the fam.
The OV.
They won't listen to this. They don't even know what a podcast is.
Perfect.
So my mom had a stepladder in the kitchen, and all the liquor was above the fridge, but. When we were little, I was like, okay, well, not little, but like, probably.
Mischief starting
15,
age.
15, yeah, 16, limbs. Somewhere in there. We were like, well, we can get to that cabinet very easily with this stepladder that is butt inches from
the... Wait, I think I just figured it out.
And we got caught because my brother drank. He grabbed the most expensive scotch bottle, but no, we didn't know. Yeah. We just grabbed a thing and brought it down.
Make me, yeah.
And
drink the hooch, kid. You know,
scotch too, which I think was like, what a gut punch for your first time. I was like, whoa. It was Balvenie. And it was it was good, but it was like, it was, I don't know, it wasn't like, oh, sweet, Sam Adams. Yeah, it was like, oh, my Lord. We were both like, oh, and we took big swills. We didn't know what to do. And we were like, no one will notice. And we put it back. And of course, the next freaking day, my dad has somebody over and is like, oh, we gotta have some of this tonight. He's like, what's this? Like, you knew instantly something was up. But he didn't call us out in front of his friends. He waited till later. Okay. He waited till later. But yeah, it was like, that must have been, I don't know if that was early.
Yeah.
But my first drink at a bar, my grandma, my birthday is 2 days before Christmas.
Happy birthday. You're listening to this, so 2 days before Christmas.
This episode gets released on my birthday. We'll hold on to it. So it's always like a weird, it's like a weird time. Your whole family's in town, or you're with them. So it's like weird to have your 21st birthday and like you had to go home from college and you're like stuck with your family and you're like, what the frick am I supposed to do? So my grandma was like, no, we're gonna
go get out. You shout out grandma, what's her name?
Beulah. Call her Nana though. Boo. She went by Boo.
Nana Boo.
So she was like, we're gonna get effed up on lemon drop martinis. The lemon wedge and the whole, which we had too many.
Yeah, right.
But it was like, I don't know. It's the most like, I'm an ancient man. Yeah. My first drinks were hardcore scotch. Yeah. It's just straight in a cup.
Yeah, that's definitely a switch.
Full martini. Oh. Like.
Wow.
Good for Nana Boo.
Yeah, good for her. It was fun. We had a good time. That. But yeah, it was, I think
cool
she felt
place, or was it like an Applebee's?
It was, it was like a,
that's what's around.
Oh, sure.
It was a bar, but it wasn't like
Chili's too.
It was the Chili's too. We were at an airport. It was a mess.
Chili's also.
It was Chili's to go. And it was just
a parking lot.
They just gave us a like paper cup of it.
They're like, oh, she's back.
Yeah. Wait, man, another you do one. This a lot? Are you here all the time?
Here's your cups. Please, please.
She put my kid through college. Whoa, man. Man, of parties.
But yeah. So first alcoholic drinks were intense whirlwinds of time.
Do you feel like with a birthday so close to the holiday, is it just kind of ignored?
It depends.
Or they like, you'll get a gift on Christmas. Yeah,
definitely certain family members. Sure. But my parents did a good job. I think they felt it and they were like, we have to do something, make it special because everyone else is just like, whatever. Yeah. Or like, you never have a birthday with your friends because they're all at home for Christmas. They're like doing their own thing.
Well, like people with summer birthdays too. Like, especially in college, you don't get to party with your college friends.
And when I was a kid, like in elementary school, I was always jealous. Like, the kids get to have their birthdays are during the school year. Mm-hmm. They get to have like a little thing. I'm like, I got this stupid July birthday.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. It's like, so. Yeah, I think my parents did a good job, but definitely some people are like, here's your gift for Christmas and five extra bucks from all seven of us.
Should it be $7? Don't do the math. Oh, look at
sorry, two of us got Arizona iced teas.
Who's thirsty?
Can I get one?
No, it's not that big.
There's not enough to share in this big can. I'm sorry.
We peed in the other one.
Whoops.
Yeah, you can tell by how shredded the can is.
Make stronger cans, Arizona. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
It's always
weak cans.
A couple of weak cans.
Look at these couple of weak cans. Weak cans? All right, enough of that. Moving on. We're not starting with the show. We're talking, we're all laughing. I stopped us from laughing.
Serious.
Classic Joy Killer.
New segment.
We're having a fun time, but we have to assume this is not your dream location to enjoy a delicious 12-pack of Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey. We want to know where your dream location is and what celebrity guests you're bringing with you in a segment we like to call...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
Ooh.
I like this, but I'd rather be here. Yeah.
So far.
I knew this question was coming. I thought about it all day.
You read the email.
I read the email. Honestly, this is a weird answer, but I want to be on the location that is the can.
Oh.
Like, it just looks cool. There's an ocean out there or a lake or something.
I guess that's a pagoda?
It's kind of beachy.
An Abe pagoda?
It's beach-esque, but I don't think it's a beach. Because it doesn't have, like, a beach vibe, but it does have, like, a sort of chill beach adjacent
tranquil
vibe.
Yeah.
cherry blossoms, beautiful sky, there's a bird.
Yeah, definitely outside.
Oh,
it's,
for sure.
It's temperate. It's not like cold, no. But it's definitely not like a sweltering day.
Very peaceful. Maybe there's some like this weird like violin piano music coming from, you're not sure where.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, like sort of almost like fantasy world, like this
you
doesn't
you
exist.
You sit on a rock and suddenly the rock becomes a big old tortoise.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
And like it starts talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, you're pretty cool. What's your story?
Oh, God dang it. I can't think of what I want to say. Never mind.
This is a product of Canada, I just noticed too.
Really?
Oh my gosh, what?
Jesus Christ.
It's not from Arizona. It's American made. Not.
American made in Canada.
Find your soulmate. That's what I wanted to say. That's what the tourist says.
Find your soulmate.
Oh. And I'm with Danny DeVito.
Honestly,
though.
He's a tortoise.
I said it sort of as a joke, but that would be really
be
fun. That dude is a cool
fun.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, he's got stories,
and
too.
And he's got stories, I don't know. I think. Also, it'd be. Nothing would be more funny to me than being the most tranquil, zen setting and to have me and. Anybody that was just loud and be like,
Vinny, do you want another one?
Shooting the shit while drinking this, like, Arizona in this, like, very relaxing zone. I feel like this is a very, I almost for the vibe alone, I want Danny to be there.
For some reason, I see you, Danny, and the turtle all wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I have to be.
Because it's just bright enough.
And it's one of those weird, like, cloudy but still bright days where you're like, I don't know what to do, and you just commit to wearing the sunglasses and it being a little too dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take a little swim.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow.
A wade.
Yeah.
A little wade.
I love that.
A wade. I don't know how to swim. Wade.
Really?
You know how to swim? We're teaching you. I don't know how you do. I can tread water. Either? Not really.
I can swim.
I can tread.
Yeah, I can swim laps in a lap pool, but I don't go in like the deep end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know how to float in an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
You know how to
it's
swim?
It's literally a natural thing, right?
Your
it's
body
like,
just naturally
your body just is like, whoa. Yeah.
Oh, I've got all this oxygen. I'll save you. I don't fuck around with deep water.
No.
Deep water still freaks me out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff in the ocean.
Yeah, man.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. Deep water. Bobby, same question. You dream location and celebrity guests.
Okay. My dream location. So in this scenario, I have been working a long day. I'm very tired. I just want something to drink. And I go into the local 7-Eleven, and they're out of Diet Coke. And I was like, this bullshit. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I got a dollar. I don't want to use my debit card. So I get a big old can of Arizona green tea.
Mm-hmm.
I crack it open right there, and the worker is like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, I'll pay for it. You see me. I take a sip, and I am magically transported to a beautiful island somewhere. Beautiful island somewhere, and immediately there's like a couple hula girls, and they put the lays on me. I'm like, I'm in Hawaii. Hula girls.
You're in Hawaii.
I go, is this Hawaii? And they go, shh. And I go, okay. And I just like sit down, and I'm just feeling very relaxed and cool. And I go, is this going to go away when I finish the Arizona iced tea? And then Pierce Brosnan's like, yeah, man, it will. Like, what are you doing here, Pierce Brosnan? He's like, I don't know, you read a lot about James Bond this weekend. I was like, it's true, I did for some reason. I went down a weird rabbit hole. You're just fresh in my brain from Goldeneye. He's like, so savor that, man. I go, okay. So I savor that can of Arizona green tea for what feels like 3 years. And the last sip, I magically transport to the exact point where I'm back in the convenience store. Only about 5 minutes has passed.
Whoa.
And I'm still getting yelled at for opening the can before paying for it.
Wow.
Yeah. But what a magical time that no one will believe, except for me.
You lived the life. You lived
on some level,
life.
Then I look at my Twitter and Pierce Brosnan has followed me.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And he says, great time. You know what I'm talking about.
Wink emoji.
Yeah, wink emoji.
It's like, whoa, it was real. Then I go home and watch Goldeneye.
Donna, Donna.
Josh, how are you? Same question.
Okay, so I am. Ooh, I'm my current age.
Okay.
And I am
25.
Yeah. Just
youngest of us all.
Yeah. Just fucking ripped. Just, you know, like fucking like young and toy.
Toy.
I'm the same age, I'm not a child, but I am watching I go to the Music Box.
Oh.
For a screening of Spirited Away.
Oh.
I'm watching the movie, and then right when she goes into the bathhouse, I like blink, and I reach down for my tall boy of PBR, or Daisy Cutter, and I look down, it's Arizona Green Ice Tea. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And I look up, and I'm like, whoa, this movie got a lot closer, because I'm in the movie! And I look at myself, and I'm animated.
Oh, fun.
I do that thing where I look at my hands, and I'm like, cool. And I try to, like, do Looney Tunes stuff, but it's not that kind of animation.
Dang it.
But I haven't drank the iced tea yet. It's it's cold, and it's closed. Ooh. It's, like, beating sweat. So I go, this is before everything goes awry, but I'm in the bathhouse of the spirits, and I am... it was just soaking in one of the tubs, like just like living my life.
Oh, all around, like,
they're all just like I'm getting served and waited upon.
Yeah.
I realize that I have so much power, and I was like, ooh, and I was like, I wonder if I drink this green tea, will it take me home? So I save it, and then you know I'm schvitzing, and I'm like, I want it now. Crack it open. I start drinking it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Ooh, of course. Kind of,
and then I look over, and who's in the tub next to me? We're bumping elbows.
Ooh.
It is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Whoa!
the animated form?
The character.
The animated form. Clone Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi. CGI.
In that style. In the Spirit of Rage.
It really stands out. really stands out. And he's like, hey, what are you drinking? And I was like, oh, Arizona iced tea. And one of the pig waiters thinks I said, I want another one.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately brings me another one. And I was like, here, did you want this? And he's like, sure, I do. We start cracking, and we like laughing up, and we're like drinking and having a good old time. And then we're out of the bath, we're into the steam room. And just like the whole day like that, we have a great time. The whole movie happens around us. We do nothing to prevent it or help it.
You gotta let it go.
I can't think of what it's called, but when like the big black monster like devours the place, does it affect you at all? Or you're just kind of like, whatever.
No, we're out by then.
Oh, nice, nice, cool.
We're out at the buffet that the parents are turning to pigs at.
Perfect.
And we're laughing, and then, I walk out the tunnel does.
Sure. Yeah.
And I realize I'm back in my seat.
Oh.
20 years have passed.
Whoa!
So you're 40 now.
Yeah, the music box is in shambles.
Oh, no!
There's been a world war. the monsters have come.
They're from
outer space.
You heard it here first, folks.
And I look down and I realize if I pour the green tea on the earth, it'll save it. I do that. I'm instantly transferred back. And then my can is... I'm back in my seat. The movie's just starting. And I said, you know what? I've seen this. And I just walk out. And that would be my dream location. Keep going, delicious. Hashtag ocean cold Arizona green iced tea. Land of the plane.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I would like to do.
Sure.
But, Vinny, we want to know something that a beverage that you hate, despise, revile, is evil. It's so wicked, in fact, that you are going to stricken it from the world. We want to know what that beverage is, and we want to know how are you going to do it. This segment is called
Cork It.
Cork It.
I have a table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
I wonder, it's probably a popular answer, but it's definitely skim milk.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think somebody's corked it before.
Probably.
But yeah, you're a milk head?
Only for cereal. Cereal. But my mom was like, only gave us skim milk. I didn't like it as a kid.
Sure.
And then later in life, like significantly, like after college, I tried whole milk and I was like,
what the?
Oh, yeah,
this
dude.
Tastes actually like something. Like, it doesn't taste awful.
Dude, I was the same way as a kid. My dad was like,
skim
milk or nothing. And I'm like, I hate this.
I hate
it. And then, like, I'm like, whole milk? My God.
And I can't, like, drink a glass of milk. People that can, I'm like, whoa, good for you. Yeah. I can't drink a glass of milk.
Oh, I can.
It's weird to me.
Midwest, baby.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, my roommate can crush the milk.
Oh, yeah.
Whole or otherwise.
I can't do it.
I don't do it, though. Like, the most milk I've had recently was I still have leftover Nesquik.
Oh, yeah. So
occasionally buy, like, a thing of, like, oh, man, like a thing of whole milk and just do a little stir. Oh, that shit's tasty.
Yeah.
I get down a gallon of milk and then probably immediately throw up. As I see from the videos.
You're OnlyFans.
Nothing like
that. Yeah, exactly. You can like, find me.
Colt Vomit 69. That's his handle.
A gallon of Nesquik, all coming back
all
at you.
All going back up. I'll send you some for extra $5.
Oh, man.
You sick fucks.
What is it, your birthday or on Christmas?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, we had a lot of skim milk growing up, too, but it wasn't like... It wasn't in lieu of milk. I think my family was lactose intolerant. My parents were a little bit. And then we weren't growing up, so we would just buy the milk for the house.
Yeah.
And then slowly they were doing like the lactate milk.
Okay.
And I would still do skim milk because it was just for cereal. But yeah. I didn't like... I do agree that whole milk is better. But I understand that it was just like, why was that the thing?
I think it was just... Something. It's the feeling of like when I finally had actual milk, I was like... Yeah. Ow!
Yeah, wait a minute.
How has it been 27 years of my life?
What are we doing?
Where I have not known that this was supposed to taste like.
I wonder if that's why some people just dislike milk beyond like being lactose or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they just had shitty milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's also why milk alternatives are fine for me. Like,
sure,
almond milk is fine. Yeah. It's thin. Mm-hmm. And I get the unflavored one because it's fine.
I don't have milk enough to like go for that. Like I so rarely buy, because I go through like a phase of like every other year I'm like, oh, cereal, and I'll have cereal for like 6 months, but I won't have it again for a while.
Yeah, oat milk is okay too.
Sure,
I like that.
Yeah, I'll stick with normal,
especially in coffee drinks.
Ooh, coffee.
So we're getting rid of all the skim milk.
All the skim.
How are we gonna do it?
We gotta put it back in the cows.
Oh no!
It's gonna be a feat.
Gross. So that it can get fat
just
again.
Make him drink.
No,
yeah.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking? Rethinking of taking a needle and putting it back in the udder and then just like pumping it back.
Yeah,
in.
Exactly. Or can you those milking machines just? Hit a reverse.
Yeah. Reverse on the milking machine.
I was thinking you turn the cow upside down.
Oh.
And then try to like get it in the nipple.
You just put the milk, you keep the milk machine on, but you just turn it upside down so it's all going in.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Totally.
God, should we be farmers?
Think
dairy
I
farmers?
Mean, Midwest.
Oh yeah.
Look at it. They love dairy.
They love it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Done.
I'm in.
Sold.
Right. Sweet. Me see too. Y'all later.
Bye guys.
Oh. Oh, you were fast.
Flip it. Flip it.
Bobby, how do you get rid of all the skim milk?
Oh, well, okay. You took my idea of just putting it back in the cow.
I mean, sometimes the simplest answer is the best.
Sometimes the simplest answer. I would, boy, I was doing bits and now I don't have an end. Do you know how you get
Yeah, you're damn right.
Please,
I do.
Please, would you? Tell
all
us,
right.
Josh.
So, in college, there is a big thing that kids like to do, okay? It's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a fad. It's called butt chugging. So what I'm going to do is make skim milk the preferred butt chugging liquid.
Yeah.
Again,
protein.
This is going to take a generation. Yeah.
Bulk up.
As kids understand that alcohol is poison, they're going to look for healthy things, but they still want to live on the edge, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So they are going to butt chug skim milk because it's the easiest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is similar to getting them back in the cow, but also it's not.
Same process.
So it'll take a generation. The next generation of a who's that young man that's Spider-Man?
Peter Parker?
Tom Holland?
Tom Holland.
The
next generation. I was going to say Tobey Maguire, but knew that couldn't be right.
Tobey Maguire.
The next generation's Tom Holland.
Oh, okay.
Is he's a breakout star. It's a viral TikToks. Blah blah blah. Does a butt chug with skim milk. He dies.
Whoa.
The nation.
Like quickly or like over time?
He drowns in skim milk and other liquids. backed up.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The world Flip stops it. And moans. Mourns. future Tom Holland. Everybody's so sad. Parents overreact. They pass a bunch of laws.
Sure.
You know, the wheels of justice are swift. Skim milk becomes illegal. whole milk is way too viscous to butt chug.
Too much.
So the teens move on to something else, something even healthier, water.
Yeah.
And then
butt chug water.
Well, they're basically just doing.
I think this is an enema.
Literally.
I mean, I've bought stock in enema companies, and that's a long cut.
Josh got rich.
Yeah. And yeah, skim milk's not a thing. Milk alternatives reign supreme.
Yeah.
But if people have regular milk, it's whole milk only.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I rest my case.
Mm. Here's how we get rid of... Oh, Josh, ask me the question, would you?
Bobby, if you had to get rid of all the skim milk in the world, how would you do it?
Well, you know, we're in very politically charged times right now. Mm. What I would do is I would start a Twitter campaign. Uh-oh. Under like an anonymous account. Being like, you know what I heard helps COVID? Skim milk. You gotta drink it as fast as you can.
Yeah, it's gonna be ice cold.
Yeah, it's gonna be ice cold skim milk. You gotta drink it so fast. You can't share with anybody. You gotta get your own liter or whatever.
And so liters of milk?
It starts in the UK.
So all these idiots who think other ways to serve COVID besides just getting the vaccine that anyone can go get.
Yep.
Start going and buying skim milk and like, well, whole milk work too. And I'll be like the QAnon. I'll be like, no. Only skim milk, yeah. You fools.
Eminon.
And then they just buy it so much that we're like, and people are like, no, people. And then like Fauci comes on. I was like, whoa. You'll don't do this. It's too much. You'll get sick. And they're like, no, fuck you, Fauci. We're doing it anyway. So maybe we lose a few people, but I don't think we're losing anyone important.
And they're losing to COVID.
No,
I don't think so. God, yeah. I hope not. But yeah, eventually people are like, all right, we got something against skim milk. This is getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the dairy people are like, fine, just whole and 2%. And then I see them in my lair and go, haha, 2%? You're next, dummy. Whole or nothing.
And then it says, to be continued?
Yeah, yeah.
Over,
I'll be back.
It's a bit of a long con.
Yeah. How many generations?
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah. That need to be killed. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite genocide. I mean, you know, I got ideas.
Yeah, like half a genocide.
Have you guys watched any of the What Ifs on Disney Plus?
Oh yeah.
No.
They're fun.
They're fun.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's tough. I'm like, oh, this world is getting too big, and I'm struggling.
I don't want to. I was going to share something, but I don't want to ruin it.
Nah, I don't care. Do listeners?
You know what, listeners? I'm going to spoil something. You haven't watched the What Ifs.
Fast forward 30 seconds.
So there's one where, like, what if the guy who played Black Panther becomes Star-Lord, and he has his own, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, and the big reveal is one of them is Thanos. He's become a good guy in this scenario.
Because Black Panther convinced him not.
Yeah.
There was a better way to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah,
Only Black Panther could do that.
There's a running gag where he like pitches his idea and everyone's like, dude, that's genocide. It's like, no, not the way I want to do it. They're like, no, that's genocide. It's a very funny bit.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's not because it's random.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no.
it's random genocide.
It's a very funny runner in my
opinion. That's cool.
Yeah, good stuff. And that was one of the early ones. So
it was one of the
you should
ones.
Watch.
The rest have been fine.
Yeah, well, they're coming to a head. So it's good. We won't ruin it anymore.
That's all good. So
turn tape over now. Spoilers over.
Well,
look like it's starting to be cocktail time.
Or do you want to do the cocktail and then do our surprises, or do you want to do one of the surprises now?
Oh, let's do one now. You want to do yours?
Yeah, I'll do mine.
Yeah.
Phil.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Now, you're ruggishly handsome. What are your skincare or upkeep techniques? What tips and tricks for our listeners?
Boy,
how does this happen in the morning? That's what I'm saying.
This happen? Well, I shave every day because I...
Not the mustache. How long has the mustache been around?
Mustache been around since I was 16.
And was the impetus to grow it just like, hey, I want a cool mustache?
No, actually, it was... I did improv in high school, and
nerd.
That meant that the drama teacher was like, now you have to be in the musicals because you're a boy who's not scared.
They're thirsty for the boys.
So I was in Fiddler on the Roof, and she was like, everyone's got to grow a beard. And I was like, all right, I'll grow a beard because I'm Italian and can grow a beard at 16. So I grow a beard, and then... someone was like, oh, you know, I'll give you $20 if you show up tomorrow with a mustache. And I shaved the beard, and I was like, oh, it doesn't look terrible. I thought it would look really bad. It didn't look bad. So I showed up with the mustache, and everyone was like, whoa, you look great with that mustache, man. And then it never stopped. And everyone's just like, whoa, nice mustache. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll keep it. And now it's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, sure. It's part of you. Yeah, I same thing. A goatee in high school for a play, and it just stuck around in some form. Now I'm full beard. But forever. Yeah. It was just like, oh, this is me.
Yeah. We'll keep this around for maybe a little longer.
Bob's got a little beard.
Yeah.
But was, for a time, very clean shaven.
I was for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know why. And then I was like, I don't want to shave for a while. Anyway, Vinny, when we asked you to come on the podcast, you pitched several drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to go to a store that sold one of the certain drinks over the weekend. I got one of our bonus. I have Trader Joe's lemon jello.
Ooh, I wanted to try this.
You not had this?
No, not Trader Joe's.
Because so, I just happened to go to Trader Joe's, and I was like, I got to see if they have it.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a weird Trader Joe's down in Louisville. The liquor was separate.
Yeah, you gotta do that some states.
Yeah,
because I was like walking around. I'm like, where the hell is the liquor store?
Like, you gotta go out,
come back in. I go, what? I'm like, so I gotta do two purchases? Like, yeah, this is stupid. So I gave him my what all, and then I went and bought this. But I wanted to try it. The taste.
In for a treat.
You know, I knew you would like it.
You had me so hard because you were in Louisville, Kentucky. And one of the other drinks you mentioned was a bourbon, or bourbon in general. So I thought for sure you were I have bourbon. Here's
the
thing.
All the bourbons I saw, you could just get up here. So there was nothing. Yeah. There was the only special stuff was very expensive.
I'll do that there. Yeah.
You can't get Trader Joe's limoncello anywhere but Louisville. But
Can I see the bottle?
You may. I mean, if we had not gone to the Trader Joe's, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. But because I went...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have to.
This is Trader Giotto's.
Yeah, Trader Giotto.
Trader Giotto's.
Limoncello liqueur. Best served chilled.
I didn't should have put it in there. No.
Should we shake it real quick?
Yeah, give it a shake.
This is from Italy.
It's from Italy. Well, let's try it, because I've also never had it.
Cheers. Like, this is a proper way to say goodbye to the summer season.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's so lemony.
It's really good.
Ooh.
It tastes like Nona's.
Yeah, just like Nona made it. Or demanded it from the Applebee's drive-thru window. Nona, I told you, you have to have a car.
I'm on my scooter. I'm a rascal. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I saw that, and I was like, I wonder if that's good.
It's very lemony.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I don't know.
TJ's tends to do good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you two decide who wants to take that home.
Oh, my God.
It's the party boy.
Party
I have
boy.
One in my fridge as we speak. Well, you sure you
how
want
full
it?
Is it?
I mean, it is full.
You're going to marry him.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to make him kiss. Marriage.
All right, well, now it's cocktail time.
Yeah, now go get cocktail.
What?
Cocktails.
Segment.
Mustaches.
Yep. So can't talk about those ever again.
Oh, my God, no. Vinny, what's the last movie you saw? Be it on streaming or if you've been brave enough to go into a theater.
Ooh, I have been brave enough to go into a theater.
Brave, stupid. I don't know how to call it anymore.
I don't know.
I feel the same way.
My pandemic job was at a place with strangers all the time. Same. They were coming into the office. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then my current job is also at a place with tons of strangers all the time. So it's like, at this point, I'm safe. I'm not saying don't be, but it's like, I don't know. Some stuff I'm like, I'm willing to... do something a little riskier because it's like I'm at work and every day I see 15, 20 strangers.
Well, someone's like, well, you're brave for going to do live shows. I go, I don't know, am I? I'm just bored. And like, the world's got to reopen. And look, I'm not being stupid. Like, I'm trying not, but I don't know what else to do. I'll get any, however many boosters and whatnot, I'll get them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'll get them.
I'll get all the shots. But also, like, it's not like I'm going around being like, hey, let me shake your hands and kiss. Like, I just, like...
No.
I literally, I'm like, I'm backstage with the crew. I go to the show, and then I wait for everyone to leave, and then I leave.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Oh, it's a movie. What last movie you saw?
I think the last one... I definitely know the last one I saw in theaters, but I think that was the last movie I watched was the Marvel one, Shang-Chi.
Oh, I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Yeah, the Ten Rings. I liked it a lot. It was good.
Typical Marvel in the sense... It was one of their better origin stories, I think.
I liked that it wasn't like, he's going to learn how to be a fighter.
Yeah.
Like,
I liked that he already knew how to fight and all that stuff.
Yeah, like it was a good origin story where it was like, he's already a hero. He just needs to like... figure out his
true
powers. The
ending was typical, like, you know, big CGI thing versus other big CGI thing.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I thought the guy, I don't know his name, but I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah.
There's a very, like, fun moment. Knockoff Pokemon in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Awkwafina is just good.
Sure.
She's funny. And sure. It's like fun. It's like, okay.
Ben Kingsley is a fun little cameo.
He's a fun
Spoilers!
Cameo. Spoilers! Go back! Press forward.
I'm not excited for Eternals. I'll go see it, but I'm not like... pumped about
it's one of those things where I'm like, if I just see every Marvel movie in theaters, I won't be behind.
Yeah,
I enjoy the missing stuff. Yeah, but
there's definitely in the earlys. Like, there's definitely a few I've skipped. Like, I didn't see any of the Thors.
I've seen
until Ragnarok.
Every single one of the movies, but most of it just once. There's only a few I've seen a couple of times.
I saw both of like the Infinity and Endgame twice.
Yeah, those people were going to. I was like, anytime anyone was, you want to go see Endgame again? I was like, whatever. Yeah. It was the Lord of the Rings, except I didn't see that. I saw that way too many times.
I saw those enough.
But, and enough was like 12 times.
I was never a big LOTR fan. I enjoy them, but they're not my, But it's not, I never got, when I was young enough for it to really hook me, nerd style, and I just never got into it.
It was the right time. I was
No.
Perfect timing, I think.
Love LOTR. But not as much as my mom and my mother. We saw it a few times in the theater.
Oh.
All of the original ones.
Yeah, I never saw any of The Hobbits because it was looked bad.
I watched them all like later. I watched the first one in the theater and I was like, I think the bloom is off the rose.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible. I saw each one in theaters once, and it's like...
Of all the movies, that's The Hobbit's the shortest, like, book-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you're making this into three things?
It could have been
money, right?
Two movies at... Not it could have been one, but it if they were going to double it, make it two.
Make it two. It could have been an hour and a half, and it probably would have been great.
Could have been one.
Cocktail time, we're back.
Cocktails. Oh, woo-hoo.
We've made a cocktail based on the beverage that you've brought. We've not only made it for you, we've named it after you. So the cocktail you're about to enjoy, fingers crossed, is called the Leafy Vinny, a.k.a. the Tangerlini Teeny.
Oh!
Maybe we all saw that one sitting there.
Can I be honest? I didn't.
Surprised. It's on the rocks.
Slow-hanging fruit, but it was disguised.
That's right. Oh, just like the lemons when they're disguised in lemon gel. Right. So go ahead and try it. You'll have to give it a letter grade, you have to be honest.
Yeah,
you won't hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Oh no, Josh, baby.
Go ahead and get it, and when after that, I'll tell you what's in it, and then if we need to, we can make it better together.
Oh sure, that's the power of being able to bartend right here.
That's right, the full bar.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Something hits you at the end. I'm terrible at like, what does this taste like? I'm like. Like someone will be like, what's this red wine taste like? I'll be like, red wine. but something hits you at the end, which I really like. You want the letter grade first? Or you want to tell me what's in it first?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'll do letter grade first. We never do that.
Switch it up.
Honestly, it's got some whiskey in it, which is always a win for me.
Wink.
That thing hit me at the end. I don't know what that is. I'm going to try again, but I'm going to be like, something hits me at the end and it's good.
How the Cubs play do this weekend?
They won.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, quite handily. It was a good game.
Ooh.
We're looking good.
Good. It isn't the best drink I've ever had in my life, so I can't give it an A+. Sure. But I'm gonna give it a solid A.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's. I would drink 50 of these.
I think he's got a problem.
I don't want to say anything, but yeah.
I would go to that weird tranquil place with my tortoise and Danny Vito, and I'd have one of these.
A little Arizona iced tea there, and a little cocktail.
Yeah.
It's not a bad time.
Well, we appreciate the letter grade because A's.
Get degrees.
Right. Hey! Yes, they do.
So in the Leafy Vinny, a.k.a. the Tangerlini Teeny, we have 2 ounces of Maker's Mark bourbon, so you nailed that on the head. Mm-hmm. I purposely used Maker's Mark because it's a little milder, but if you wanted more of a bourbon hit, use whatever you want, rye or something. I brewed that Sleepy Time tea I mentioned before, mint, eucalyptus, there's a lot of green things in there. Mm-hmm. I brewed that with a little bit of honey, so there is 1.5 ounces of that.
Okay.
There's in addition to that, there's at least 3 ounces of the Arizona iced tea.
Right.
And then a little bit of ginger, and then a little bit of lemon. And that's it. That's all. It,
well, definitely the lemon hits you at the end.
No, there's like 3 ounces. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. It's in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I like the brewing of the tea. That's probably why it's like, because it's not, it does, it has, you can tell that this is in there, but it doesn't have the same mild, like, oh, it's just the tea.
I tried it with a proper green tea, and it was, the flavor was too powerful by comparison to the Arizona green tea. And I think it might have just been the brand I bought. I don't remember.
Sure.
And I was like, goo, they're going to do this today. And so I went through my tea stash, and the sleepy time tea fit the bill.
That's funny.
It's good. Now we're all good. gonna fall asleep.
I'm so tired now.
Yeah,
Doug was already tired.
Oh no.
Flip it.
Rob, you're having that cow dream again.
Well, flip me.
Let me sleep.
Milk back.
Milk me, baby.
Robert, have you seen my cow milking machine?
Pierce Brosnan. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
We have a new segment for the entire season of fall.
Ooh.
Last episode, we hinted at it. It's called hashtag Fall Brawl.
Hashtag Fall Brawl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, what is Fall Brawl, you ask?
May I ask?
Please.
Josh, what is Fall Brawl?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
Fall Brawl is our head-to-head competition. Every episode of Popping Bottles in the fall will have two delicious holiday-themed, fall-ish adjacent themed snacks going head-to-head in a brawl-style competition, whatever that means.
They'll fight.
And then the winner gets to go home with our guest if they like it. If not, it has to stay here with Bobby.
That's fine with that.
So our first fall brawl contestants are... I'm ripping open this bag.
Oh, the packaging.
We have... apple cider donut Oreos.
Wow. Okay.
Apple cider donut Oreos going head to head with frosted chocolatey churro Pop Tarts.
Oh.
And a beautiful Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, Dia de los Muertos.
Design on the box and on the actual Pop Tarts.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dang.
No. I've had one of these.
Ooh.
I won't say which I've had.
I think I know which one.
How dare you?
You can't let that cloud your judgment.
It won't cloud my judgment.
I think we should start with the Oreos, because I think the chocolate might blow out our palate.
I agree.
For what it's worth.
Blow out the palate. Oh. Are we going to bite them? Are we going to do the Oreo twist?
Oh, I just bite
in. Yeah, are you a twister?
I usually am.
A twist away.
I feel like I need to
get a whole
That's what I, that's thing. I like, to get the whole flavor, I think you got to get the whole.
Yeah, well, we got a whole box of them. We can do that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the one I've had before.
Spoilers.
This is what I said. Hang on. I don't think it tastes anything like an apple cider donut, but I still think it's pretty good. I don't know what it is.
I was about to say, it doesn't taste anything like an Oreo.
No.
The apple cider flavor is strong, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're talking about, the texture. It's apple and cinnamon. It's not a donut. The donut part is, maybe it's sweet.
Yeah, maybe.
It is very sweet.
It's super sweet.
Very sweet.
But I do think it's good.
Okay. All right. Well, keep that in your mind. And now time for the...
Deos
just frosted chocolate churro. You guys want to just split one? Or?
Yeah, I'll just split one.
Yeah.
All right, here. This one's with skull.
Oh.
Sugar skull, and then it was your pumpkin.
Pumpkin skulls.
Well, it's fun. That's on there pretty well. That's nice.
Yeah, the design is very colorful. Yeah. I'm going to get in the center, because I know that the edges are more pastry.
It's very chocolatey. The chocolate overpowers the whole thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a bad thing. The same overpowers.
I wish the cinnamon flavor was more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I wish the churro flavor was more.
The, look at those designs. They look good.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
Design points.
Fire score.
Yeah. All right. Fall brawl style.
Fall brawl. Ding, ding.
Fall brawl.
Which is the best?
Entering the arena. We have apple cider donut Oreos up against... what's the whole title on this? I gotta look at it. Pop-Tarts Frosted Chocolatey Churro Deo de Muertos. I
Just like that. Just like that.
Not Spanish.
Flawless.
Simply flawless. Thank you. That's my OnlyFans.
I feel like it's hard because there's so much more filling in the Oreo.
Yeah. Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to have to go with the apple cider donut Oreo. Did you?
I also... It's very sweet. It's too sweet for me, but it doesn't... It tastes like the flavors it's saying, and it doesn't taste like an Oreo. The chocolate churro Pop-Tart tastes like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
But with a slightly different filling.
Yeah.
It still mostly tastes like Pop-Tart to me. John. Which is not a bad thing. They're both good. I enjoy both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I give it to the Oreo as well.
Say, I've never been a big Pop-Tart fan. Mm.
Oh, but I love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, when I was younger, I loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop-Tarts are my emergency... Oh, didn't pack lunch today? Sure. I have a Pop-Tart in my drawer. Like, constant.
So you got my underwear, socks, Pop-Tart drawer.
Pop-Tart in the drawer. Perfect.
I gotta go Oreo. I think it's the filling to cookie ratio that's winning.
I agree.
More so than the flavor. The flavor, oh yeah, well maybe it's the flavor too, because it is very sweet, very apple cidery, cinnamony. I also really like those flavors. Yeah. Churros I like more than just chocolate, but I wish there was a more of a...
I wish there was more churro taste.
Yeah, it didn't... And I don't know if more filling would have made that better.
I don't either.
But less filling made it worse.
But yeah, you're right. It just tasted like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool design, though. A-plus on that.
Yeah. A 1,000 points.
Hands down, I want a Pop-Tart.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hands down.
But I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, you are.
Look at my nuts.
Fully 25.
Yeah.
Look at these huge nuts.
Not a day past 25.
Did you shred that can?
Oops. I had to go.
Gross. Gross, bro. Mm. All right, so first one of the fall brawl, apple cider donut.
Apple cider donuts. Now, this is a brand new segment for the season.
Ooh.
I'll put it to the guests and the co-host. Do we want to bring apple cider donuts back and have them go against the next contestant?
Ooh.
Or should there be a new fall brawl every episode? I was debating on this. Let's hear it.
I kind of like to see how long one of them can reign for.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's cool.
That's what I like.
Okay, and Vinny doesn't want them anyway, so.
My thought was tournament style. Can you you have a couple winners and then put those head-to-head, maybe?
Yeah, they will do that.
Potentially, I don't know how many you're going to do of this segment, but you could step away from this, do a couple other things. If you get a couple, then put those head-to-head and see what happens.
Because here's my concern, is that there's not that many fall-esque treats. They all just kind of eventually become the same.
But we only have four episodes in this month.
Sure.
So three of them we can do brawl.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one, whoever the lucky guest is,
can
help us decide.
That's true. You could do three and then a three-way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Against the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then a three-way. This
guy's talking about, you're talking work jargon. Yeah, I can't understand what he's saying.
Stop laying cable.
So many honkers.
Jeez Louise! I'm just like
I don't know. I kind of like part. I'm for just letting see how long apple cider donut.
All right, we'll probably have to get a fresh box too because I don't know if it'll last.
In this house, it won't.
Yeah. Freshness.
Oh yeah.
Well, Vinny, you can take the Pop-Tarts home. The consolation prize is delicious frosted chocolate churro Pop-Tarts. And look at those fun designs.
It is fun. I know someone who will eat these.
Thanks for playing fall brawl. Vinny, we have a couple more housekeeping things to do before we let you leave. We want to know anything that you have been enjoying watching or intaking, or anything that you're doing that you want people to watch.
Oh.
So this is sort of a double plug.
A double plug. This is cliche, but I'm plugging What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, great show.
I enjoy watching that.
Same.
It's fun to watch, as a comedian-esque person, it's fun to watch, absurd humor.
Yeah.
I feel like we pushed away from that for so long. Yeah. It's nice to be like, oh, a show where they're just idiot vampires?
Yeah.
Yay. I don't know. I miss that stuff. So that's cool. And I don't know. I do comedy sports sometimes with some of y'all. Ever heard of it? So if you're comfortable coming out, seeing this live, great. Otherwise, we do it on the computers as well.
Yeah, we're the Den Theater or CSZN. Twitch.
Twitch.tv?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Twitch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's mostly what I do. And then eat and sleep. So
we'd love to watch you do that.
Yeah, yeah, please,
it's
please.
Good times. Just oh, and those. Then I'm, you know, laying cable.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. Not about work.
Yeah. Oh, can't boy. Talk about work anymore.
Oh, boy.
I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you sleep.
What?
Uncomfortable. Bobby, anything you've been enjoying and or want people to enjoy with you in it?
Oh, my goodness. You can still go see Clued In, Improvised Murder Mystery at Second City.
It's very good.
Lounge every Saturday the rest of this month at 7:30 p.m. It's a good time.
I saw it a few weeks ago.
You saw a very fun show.
It was very fun.
Yeah, played a crazy old woman who ran a racetrack.
And also a crazy younger man. That's and true. A crazy older man. You played three crazy people.
A lot of crazy people. That's my go-to in that show. I'm not detective. I'm going to be a loon. That's a guarantee. Come see me at Comedy Sports. Mm-hmm. I think I'm playing almost every Friday show this month as well.
I'll be there this Friday.
Ooh, yay!
I won't be there this Friday.
Oh, well, I'm there.
What? No. I said almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could go to another wedding.
You're a truther.
Oh, God. Ruff's been to like six weddings in the last six days.
Well, I mean, once everything opened back up, everybody's like,
we got to get married. We got to get married.
Yeah, I
got to stop having friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you guys heard of the show Seinfeld? It's new on Netflix, and I've already watched so much of it.
commercial free, right?
Oh my God, it's the best.
It's, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's my, I need a new show. I'm still watching Americans. I'm almost done with Modern Family. I just have the series finale left. So yeah, I love what we do in the shadows too, but I need a new thing. I don't know what I'll do.
Way behind.
Josh, how about you?
Ooh, yeah. Same plugs you guys mentioned. Comedy Sports. I'm on Twitter at JoshGarvySucks, S-U-X. Pop and Pod for all your socials for this one. Mm-hmm. The other thing, I haven't seen Squid Game yet. Is that the hot new
huge.
New?
It's huge. It's so popular.
It's everywhere.
No, I saw the trailer and they got these masks on and I freaked out.
Yeah, it's a little scary. It looks a little scary.
It looks a little scary. I'm not a scary person. Like, I can't do scary.
Me neither.
And so I was like, I need someone to watch this and be like, it's suspenseful, but it's not. If it's jump scares, I'm like, I don't think it's
jump scares, but it's still like, I'm also like, oh no spooky stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a spooky guy, but my roommate is, so we ended up watching spooky stuff together. Mm-hmm. We watched The Haunting of Hill House.
How was that? I heard it was
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was scary. But the people who did that have a new one out this, it's
Midnight Mass?
Yeah, Midnight Mass.
Catholic Mass.
Yeah, which, I mean, religion, already scary, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably watch that. I haven't seen it yet. British Baking Show is back.
Oh, yeah. I'm caught up.
Every Friday.
I've done that.
Oh, it's the best.
The best. All right.
It's the first time I'm caught up. I've always been behind. Sure. Weeks, months behind. I've missed six episodes of this show. This is the first time I'm watching it weekly, and I used to love doing that with TV. And so it's so nice good. To do it with shows that I've been
catch up,
to do the weekly thing. It's fun.
Did you guys watch SNL at all?
I did.
In the past, yes.
No, the most recent one with Owen Wilson.
No. I'm episodes good. Behind.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought it was going to be wah, you know, so. It was solid.
Yeah,
one guy fucking knocked it out of the park.
Fucking out of the gate.
Holy shit. Like,
hot.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Holy cow. Like four sketches and he killed it in each one.
I never heard of him until he was cast.
Be an old Chicago guy?
Which guy is this?
James Austin Johnson or something like that.
Is he the Trump impersonator?
Yeah, he's a lot of Trump impersonator. But Biden spot on.
His Biden was great.
Yeah. Larry the Cable guy was really good.
The Joe Buck? No. I forget who he was.
The football guy. Yeah.
But the. I listened to one... Oh, yeah, it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never heard of him. I clicked on some link, and it was the Trump rant. He does these Trump rants while he's walking.
Yeah, yeah,
yes!
Yeah.
And then
it was
the one where he's talking about Mario and Bowser's Fury.
Yes!
And I was like, dying. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah. This guy is fucking gold.
You see the Scooby-Doo one? He did one about Scooby-Doo.
No.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Yeah.
It's too good.
In a way, in most like Trump stuff, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe it's because he's out of office now, where it's just like, man, this is fucking funny.
The only other one I enjoyed was, there's another comedian. He's on What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm.
He plays their neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
He does also a pretty good Trump. And he had the Trump show for a little bit on Comedy Central.
Was it James Domian?
No, it's like Anthony Altmack or something like that.
Anthony Tangerlini.
Anthony Tangerlini. But his Trump was one that I... Because, like, him and Adomian used to go around, like, in the early days and be Trump versus Biden and do, like, these fake political things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
His is a pretty good one.
That's great.
Especially, there was one... I can't find the clip anywhere, but it's, like, him... When Trump got excited because there was a big truck pulling up at the White House.
Oh, yeah, and he's like in it.
They spoof it pretty well, where he's like acting like a child. Mm. He's like, there's a truck! Oh!
that guy, I mean, the SNL guy nails the cadence.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like, and nails the like sort of like meandering like points. Yeah. It's
the like starting a sentence and then just letting it go.
Yeah.
Like not finishing the thing.
Like, he's Bowser and he's furious.
He did great.
He used to be not so furious.
Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck? It's so good.
Like, it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. It's just something about being a bad deal. It's like, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Wow. And he like, the pauses, it's so funny.
Even so the looks when he like, kind of looks off into the distance.
It's good stuff.
It's good for him, man. He
crushed
it.
So check out SNL. Owen Wilson, I like, and I wanted to like him. He was fine. He was a little cue card dependent, like in a way that it was like distracting.
Yeah.
But he's just such, you just want to be he's there with
Wilson,
him.
Just, like, I like that his brothers were there just watching.
Yeah.
They were just in the audience?
Yeah, he points them out. He's really into them.
And one of them was in a pre-tape with him, Luke.
That's cool.
So it was fun.
That's fun.
Probably
love, man.
It's so good. So check out those things. And before we let anybody leave, we have one last thing to do. So grab the closest beverage to you. I will be grabbing this Arizona Green.
Sam, I'm going to finish up this can.
I'm taking the Tangerlini Teeny.
And sit along with me, whatever.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Whiskey makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin.
Like right now.
Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy.
You know what?
Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink. But it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink it. Choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash. Talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.